Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on slicing atmosphere for 90s inspired darkness and jungle and old school drum and bass. Today we're taking a vocal atmosphere, a spoken phrase, or some eerie little vocal texture and turning it into a dark, chopped, rhythmic layer that feels like it belongs under breakbeats, rewind bass hits, dubby delay tails, and grimy pads. So this is not about making a polished pop vocal. We're going for grainy tension, haunted space, and that percussive vocal movement that gives classic DNB so much character. The big idea here is simple: think like a drummer, but use the voice as your source. In Ableton Live 12, we'll lean on slice to new MIDI track, simpler, warp modes, auto filter, echo, hybrid reverb, drum rack programming, and then some extra spooky tools like resonators and spectral time if you want to push it further. By the end, you'll have a reusable vocal atmosphere instrument that can play chopped stabs, answer the snare, create ghostly call and response phrases, build intro tension, and drop into the mix as a dark background rhythm layer. So let's get into it. First, choose the right source vocal for this style. Don't start with a super clean lead vocal unless you actually want to tear it apart. Better source material is stuff like spoken word, old interview fragments, film dialogue, radio voice snippets, whispered phrases, breathy ad-libs, or old a cappella bits. Short words and syllables are gold here. You want strong consonants, a bit of emotion, and ideally an eerie or uneasy tone. Great kinds of phrases are things like listen, darkness, warning, hold tight, or into the night. Anything with a strong attack or a memorable vowel can become a killer slice. If the sample is already a bit rough or lo-fi, even better. But if it's too clean, that's okay, because we can darken and degrade it later. Once you've got the vocal in Ableton, drop it on an audio track and warp it properly. This matters a lot for longer vocal phrases. Complex Pro is a solid starting point because it keeps the vocal natural enough to work with. If you want something grainier and more broken, Texture can give you that smeared, atmospheric feel. Repitch is also useful if you want that old sampler, tape-like character. I'd be careful with beats mode unless the sample is already rhythmic, because it can get weird fast on speech. As a starting point, try transposing the vocal down by about 3 to 7 semitones. That alone can make it feel darker and more threatening. If you're using Complex Pro, a slight formant shift down can help too, but don't overcook it unless you want the voice to sound obviously mangled. The main goal is to keep enough headroom and character before you start slicing. Now for the core move. Slice to new MIDI track. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. This is the heart of the whole workflow. For slicing, transient is usually the best option for chopped vocal syllables because it catches the little attack points that feel percussive. Beat is useful if the phrase already has obvious rhythmic hits, and region or manual can be better if you want more control. For jungle and old school DNB, I usually recommend slicing by transients first, then cleaning the important slices afterward. Ableton will create a MIDI track with a drum rack and sampler on each pad, which is perfect because now the vocal is playable like an instrument. That's where the fun starts. Next, clean up the slice map. Open the drum rack and go through the slices one by one. Keep the useful stuff: strong consonants, breath hits, word starts, and especially those eerie vowel tails. Those are often the slices that sound the most alive. You can ignore silence, weak noise-only chunks, and awkward mid-word fragments that don't groove. A good workflow is to play each slice, rename the important pads if needed, and group similar sounds in your mind. Maybe one set is low, ominous words. Another is hissy breaths. Another is reversed tails. Another is short punctuation-style hits. Think like a drummer here. Some slices become ghost notes. Some become snare-side callouts. Some become fill material. Some become one-shot FX. A really important advanced note: prioritize transient personality. In jungle, the attack of the word is often more useful than the whole word. The consonant can function almost like a drum hit, so don't get too attached to the full phrase if the front edge of it is what really grooves. Now let's build a dark vocal chain so the slices feel unified instead of like random bits. A good starting chain on each slice, or on the rack pad chains, looks like this. First, EQ 8, high pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. Depending on the material. You want to strip out low-end mud so it doesn't fight your kick and bass. If there's harshness, dip somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz. And if you want the vocal to feel distant or more atmospheric, low pass it somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz. Next, saturator. Add a few dB of drive, maybe 2 to 6, with soft clip-on. This gives you thickness and a bit of aggression, which is exactly what you want for that older DNB edge. Then auto-filter. Use low-pass or band-pass depending on whether the slice is supposed to be more rhythmic or more misty. A little drive in the filter can add attitude, and automation later will make the vocal feel alive. Then echo. Use it like a dub machine. Try timing options like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4 depending on the groove. Keep feedback moderate, somewhere around 20-45%, and filter the delay so the echoes sit behind the drums instead of competing with them. A tiny bit of modulation can make the repeats feel haunted. After that, hybrid reverb. Keep it dark, short to medium decay, and use a pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Usually you want the wet level pretty low unless you're specifically designing an intro texture or breakdown wash. If the vocal gets too bright or smeary after reverb, tame the tail with EQ or utility after the effect. If the vocal still feels too modern, you can add more grime with Redux, vinyl distortion, or a bit more saturator. But don't just pile on effects for the sake of it. Get the groove working first, then destroy it. Now the fun part, make the slices groove like a jungle tool. Program a MIDI pattern that feels like it belongs with the drums. A lot of old school phrasing works because it respects space. So place vocal stabs on off beats, answer the snare with short chops, use pickup notes before the one, and leave gaps so the break can breathe. A simple two bar idea might look like this in musical terms: a low vocal chop on beat 1, a breath or noise hit on the end of 2, a main word fragment on beat 3, then a reverse tail on the end of 4. In the second bar, maybe leave beat 1 open, hit a strong phrase on beat 2, add a filtered repeat on the end of 3, and send a delay throw into the next loop on beat 4. That kind of call and response is classic. It feels alive, but not too busy. And here's a really useful coaching note. Watch the groove against the snare grid. If a chop sounds amazing in solo, but weak in context, nudge it so it either reinforces the snare or deliberately avoids it. The vocal should dance with the break, not trip over it. Another pro move is using velocity as an arrangement tool. In MIDI, set some chops to hit hard and others to almost whisper. High velocity can feel dry, present, and percussive. Low velocity can feel filtered, distant, and eerie. That gives you movement without even changing the notes. At this point, if you've got a good loop, resample it. This is a very old school move and it works beautifully. Route the vocal chop track to a new audio track, record the output, and then treat that recorded audio like its own source. Resampling lets you commit to a vibe, freeze the character, and create that gritty, dubplate style energy. Then you can warp it again if needed, or chop the resample into new pieces and build variations. This is especially good for intro atmospheres, breakdown washes, reverse fills, and those eerie background beds that sit under the track without dominating it. Once you've got the core loop, add some jungle-style movement and texture. Auto-filter automation can help a lot here. Open and close the cutoff over 4-bar or 8-bar phrases to create tension. Echo can be used for specific throws on selected words. Redux gives you that crunchy sampler degradation. Vinyl distortion can add dusty noise and edge. Frequency shifter can make tiny detuned movements feel uncanny. Resonators are great when you want a ringing, haunted tonal quality. Spectral time can smear things into ghostly motion. And hybrid reverb is perfect for dubby space, especially in intros and breakdowns. A great layering trick is to duplicate the vocal slice track. Keep one version dry, rhythmic, and centered. Then make a second copy that's more filtered, delayed, and reverbed, and pan it wider. That way you get width and atmosphere without losing the punch of the main chops. Think in layers, not just one clip trying to do everything. If the ambient layer starts clashing with the low end, use sidechain compression lightly, or sidechain the effect return itself so the ambience ducks when the kick and bass hit. That's a really clean way to keep the atmosphere big without turning the mix into fog. When you're mixing it, remember the vocal atmosphere should support the breakbeat, not fight it. Keep it out of the kick's low end, avoid the snare's main energy zone if needed, and reduce vocal density when the drums get busy. If the bass line is very aggressive, pull a little midrange out of the vocal so the bass can own the center. For arrangement, use the vocal in rolls, not constantly. A strong old-school style arrangement might start with a filtered vocal wash and a bit of reverb in the intro. Then the build section can tighten into chopped rhythm. In the drop, keep the vocal more sparse and percussive, almost like punctuation. In the breakdown, let the reverbs and reverse slices open up. Then in the second drop, mutate the pattern a little so it feels developed rather than looped. And by the outro, strip it back to one phrase and let it dissolve into delay and noise. A good rule to remember: if the break is busy, Simplify the vocal. If the drums thin out, let the vocal breathe. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't drown everything in reverb. If the vocal becomes awash with no rhythm, it stops doing the job we need it to do. Don't slice randomly and then trust the map blindly. Clean it up. Don't leave low end in the vocal. High pass aggressively if you need to. Don't use too many words. Short phrases almost always work better than full lines for this style. And don't overprocess before the groove works. Get the chop pattern feeling good first, then start destroying it. A few advanced tricks can take this even further. Try layering two slice instruments. Make one rack tight, mid-focused, and fairly dry. Make the other more filtered, wide, and drenched in delay. Play the same MIDI pattern on both, but mute different slices in each so they don't feel identical. That creates depth and a lot of movement.